Good morning, church. And it is great to be here this Sunday morning. You know, this morning, we are going on a little journey. We're going back to physical service, but we're going to do it spiritually. So we're going to have fellowship spiritually. All right? So close your eyes, and you're on your way to the service this morning. Okay? Wherever we meet, whether it's in San Fernando, Central, Cipriani, or Tobago, remember when we met. And bring that into your mind this morning as you're going to fellowship spiritually this morning. Now, you're in the service, and the brothers and the sisters are there. Everybody's talking with one another. Keep your eye closed. You're talking with one another. There's a energy in the service this morning, and you're seeing that brother or that sister that you have not seen for the week or saw just a few days ago, and you're so happy to spend that time this morning with that person that you just walk to them with a great big hug and encourage them, right? You encourage that brother or that sister, and you may whisper to them, "I love you, bro," or "I love you, sis." You remember those times? Stay with your eyes closed. Savor the moment for a bit. Because I want you to remember the joy that came from that time. And you're in that moment right now in spiritual fellowship. Now open your eyes. Didn't that feel good? Didn't that feel a bit encouraging? Didn't you feel like you went back into the service a bit and just really spend time encouraging one another or encouraging that brother or that sister that you longed to see this morning? Well, you know, the joy of being in that service is so tremendous. I know we miss it because of our situation, because of this pandemic. But to God be the glory, we will be back there soon enough. So as we continue the lesson that Gervais started last week, the joy of giving, you know, I just really want to encourage Gervais for really doing a great lesson on Sunday and opening up our minds and our hearts to the Word of God and what it says about the joy of giving. You know, what is joy? You know, and Gervais shared some of that last week, but I'm just going to go in a little bit myself. Joy is a confident abiding in the vine. In John 15:1 shares, Jesus is the vine. In Philippians 4:13, Paul shares to the Philippians, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Paul's assurance did not come from having plenty or a little, but it came from his contentment to abide in the vine. That's where his strength, joy, and giving constantly came from. Him opening up his life to abide in the vine. Let us ponder on this question. How are you doing living in the joy, confident assurance of a present and future abiding in the vine? I'll repeat it. How are you doing living in the joy, confident assurance of a present and future abiding in the vine? Think about that a little bit. You know, the joy of giving comes from abiding in the vine, which is remaining and relying on Jesus to have the strength to do all you do. God teaches us how to give joyfully, and the joy of giving to help meet the needs of others. Keep in mind, giving is the foundation of change. God gave his son for our sins. Jesus gave his life for change to be triggered in you and in me. So I hope my introduction really helped us to understand, you know, what that joy is and what giving really is. We see it through God, we see it through Christ, the importance of giving and giving joyfully. My first point this morning, God gave his all joyfully. God gave his all joyfully. I'm going to turn to John 3:16 this morning, and it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." You know, God, out of love and compassion for you and me in our hopeless condition, gave his Son life to help us out of that hopeless position. So, I mean, we have to be so appreciative of God thinking about us in our hopeless condition. And he came up with a plan to redeem us by giving his Son to help us in our hopeless position. You can't get better than that. Can't get better than that. And God did it joyfully. Eh? Let's look at Matthew 26, verse 39. Matthew 26, verse 39. And it reads, "Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, 'My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will.'" You know, in this moment, Jesus came face to face with the will of the Father, for him to give his life for our sins. He prayed asking the Father to take it away, only if it was the Father's will. Who was Jesus' strength? Who was Jesus' strength? The Father in whom his strength, assurance, and confidence came from, because he abided in his Father's love. This remains the greatest giving of self to help everyone ever existed. Jesus' giving allow for all of us to be helped by him. My second point is the joy of giving. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let's get there. Right. And it reads, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." You know, the joy set before Jesus was the hope he brought to humankind by his selfless giving to help us and do the will. And he himself did the will of the Father. You know, we were lost, and there are many who are yet to accept his sacrifice. The embarrassment of becoming a degrading spectacle on the cross, he is offering hope to people everywhere in the world. This hope is for everyone, everywhere in the world. Isn't that beautiful? Doesn't that make your heart joyful? You know, Jesus brought about hope. Jesus abided or remained in God the Father, putting us above himself, giving his very life so that people have hope through him before God the Father. You know, a beautiful scripture that really helped with this is in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7 to 8. You know, this scripture really helped us to understand what Jesus went through for our sake, for us to have hope. And it reads this morning in from verse 7. It says, "Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." Jesus did this when he put you and me ahead of him. when it was the Father's will that he paid this price for you and me. That's giving. That's giving joyfully. My third point, giving joyfully. You know, Jesus abided in the Father and gave his life joyfully. You and I are to abide in Jesus to give to others joyfully. In Proverbs 21, verse 26, I'm going to look at that scripture now. Proverbs 21, verse 26. And it reads, all day long he craves for more, but the righteous give without sparing. You know, craving is a bottomless pit that we cannot fill. When one's heart is at that point, joy will never be found in them. Only momentary happiness, but not God's joy. Giving without holding back sets a joy before you. But to have that joy, your strength and assurance must come from abiding in the vine. We need to grow in having the mind of Christ when it comes to giving joyfully. We need to grow in having Christ's mind. Because when Christ was before the cross, he scorned his shame because of the joy set before him. Do we see that? Do we see the joy set before us when we are called to give and to give joyfully? In Matthew 19, verse 16 to 22, let's go there. We're going to touch on a story about a young man. We're quite familiar with this young man in the scriptures. He was a very wealthy young man, and he had a lot to go around, but he wanted something from Jesus that would have costed him everything. Was he willing to give it up? Let's find out. In Matthew 19, verse 16 to 22, and it reads, just then a man came up to Jesus and asked, teacher, what good things must I do to get eternal life? Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, there's only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments. Which ones? He inquired. Jesus replied, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimonies. Honor your father and mother. Love your neighbor as yourself. All these I have kept, the young man said. What do I still lack? Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come, follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Wow. The rich young man wanted eternal life, but he hesitated to give up things he had a lot of. Had he listened to Jesus and give it up, he could have brought relief to the poor, had the opportunity to walk with Jesus, and in the end, eternal life, the treasure he wanted. Friends and family, what things will stop you from giving up your life in this world to walk with Jesus, having the opportunity to eternal life? Are you willing to study the Bible to get to know Jesus so the opportunity offered to eternal life can be realized? Will you give up you joyfully to be like Jesus? Think about it. Brothers and sisters, be reminded of the things you gave up walking with Jesus to have eternal life. Ask yourself, am I learning from Jesus whilst walking with him? Or am I distracted by the things in the world? You know, I am reminded of the things I gave up joyfully to learn from Jesus. You know, the joy of giving, I gave up worldly relationships. You know, I had a lot of friends who just, they weren't interested in a relationship with Jesus. And I remember one time I had a friend who, we used to party a lot, we used to lime a lot, we used to go out a lot, we used to do a lot of things together. We compete in our dance, when we go out partying and dancing. And, you know, it had something, we used to say, man, you burn that man. That was back in the 90s and 80s and them times. You know, you burn that man. And, you know, we had that type of relationship. We want things that did not glorify God, you know. In other relationships that we pursued with women that we met, and we weren't there. We weren't involved in godly things. And when I realized that I needed to change my life, I needed to do things differently, I decided that, you know what, I need to walk away from all of this. Now, I tried bringing my friend to church. And I brought him to church one Sunday. But his eyes was only on the ladies in the church. You understand? I said, look, man, we're not here for that. We're here to find out about the Lord. But he never came back. I have not seen him since that time. I've inquired about him, but I don't know where in Trinidad this man is. I had to give up these relationships, friendships that I had, you know, to walk with Jesus, to learn from Jesus. Dependence on my parents, to grow dependent on God. I had to give up my dependence on my parents. So, when I became a disciple, I left my parents' home. I was 21. And I moved into a brother's flat in Port of Spain. You know, I moved into a brother's flat. And I stayed there until I stayed living in Port of Spain. You know, until I got married. But it taught me a lot of things. And I had to trust God in what I was doing. And it matured me in a lot of ways. I learned a lot of things from a lot of brothers that helped me to grow in depending on Jesus rather than me being home depending on my parents. You know, I give up living comfortable in sin. I give it up. I wanted help. I wanted to be challenged in how I live my life. And God has brought great people into my life to help me. And he continues to have people in my life to help me, you know, not be comfortable with sin. And I appreciate that. I appreciate all the brothers, even sisters, who would have helped me in these things. Even sometimes my wife may have to pull me up, you know, when I'm messing up. But I appreciate it. I may not say it all the time, but in my heart, I do appreciate it. You know, it helps me to reflect. It helps me to think of where I'm going. And it helps me to make better decisions. Sometimes I might mess up again, but, you know, we all need to be patient with one another to get to the place we want to be and to experience the joy that we want to enjoy. You know, I had to step out in faith. I had to step out in faith. You know, to become a disciple, but when I started studying the Bible, I had to step out in faith. I had to put my whole heart into what God is now teaching me through the brothers who was helping me come to a relationship with God. And it wasn't easy. I was a bit stubborn in some areas, but God humbled me and helped me to change. So I had to step out in faith. You know, giving up self to be replaced with Jesus and so many more things. I am grateful to God for all that he has been doing with me throughout my life. I'm very, very grateful to him. So, I want to remind first my brothers and sisters of the walk you are walking presently. You know, of the things that you give up to walk with Jesus. But don't give up those things that not Jesus is filling you up with. Continue to empty yourself of the world you knew and the things you did, and fill yourself up joyfully with Jesus. But with all that I give up, just like so many of us who walk with Jesus, I received a relationship with God through Christ, first and foremost. When I made that decision to make Jesus Lord of my life, I received a relationship with God through Christ. I received kingdom relationships. I've come to know many, many brothers and sisters throughout the world because of having a relationship with Jesus. Learning and growing in my understanding of the word. I think God has really, you know, opened my mind to understanding his word better and better each time I go into it and learn from it. The opportunity to grow spiritually. That's constant. You know, you will fall, you'll get up, you'll fall, you'll get up, you'll mess up, you'll get discipled. But that's the process to grow. So God is guiding me in that sense. Receiving a new heart. You know, God put in me a new heart because the old heart I had was not glorifying God. But God gave me a heart that perseveres to do what God wants. And as I said, sometimes you fall, but you don't stay down. You get up. Don't let sin keep you down. Get up and make that effort again until God help you to overcome. Not making it work-related, but depend on Jesus and you will enjoy doing what you do. You know, he also gave me the opportunity to be relational like God and to have Jesus' joy that gives me strength. You know, God allowed me, based on who I was, to who I am becoming now in him, to have Jesus' joy that gives me strength each day to persevere in my relationship with him. Just as Jesus scorned the shame of the cross because the joy set before him, I scorn the way of this world because of the joy of Jesus set before me. You know, it is a joy to have that relationship with him. I value him in my life. I'll be honest with you, not all the time I do what he expects me to do, but I don't give up on making the effort to apply what he's asking me to do. And I'm going to continue to persevere because I love him very much. You see, the treasure Christ offered the rich young man, he could not find in the world. That treasure comes from God. Great wealth is not relational, especially when it means more to you than people. It waits for you to spend it, or it sits there whilst hoarding it. All you can say to feel good about yourself is, I have plenty. But if you don't learn the joy of giving to help others in need, all it does is grow your heart to be selfish, apprehensive, and it becomes your God. You know, in Matthew 6:24, and we're going to go there now, Matthew 6:24. It says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. You know, giving is not just about money, but you can give joyful encouragement to one another, having a listening ear, helping people get to know Jesus, giving a meal to someone in need without them asking, or if they ask, you give it to them, giving financially to the needs of God's church through the different offerings. If your heart is reluctant, examine yourself and pay attention to the scriptures that I'm about to read at this time. And the scripture I'm about to read, Jervis shared it also last week, Sunday, when he did his lesson. But I think it's a scripture when it comes to joyful giving. It's a scripture we need to really grow in becoming if you're not there. You understand? And if you're there, continue to grow in being like that scripture. You know, Paul shared it with the church in Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 6 to 7. And it reads, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." God loves a cheerful giver. And this morning, you know, this series that both Jovie and I did really helped us to understand the importance of us having in our hearts the joy of giving. Brothers and sisters, I hope this series really helped. I hope all that was shared last week and this week really helped us in this direction that we need to go in. And I pray that God really help us to grow in the joy of giving, in whatever area He calls us to give in. We must depend on God. Listen and look at Jesus and on how we should grow to be men and women who has in our heart the heart that wants to give joyfully. So as the scripture share with us, God loves a cheerful giver. So apply your heart to the joy of giving. So this morning, I really hope that it helps. And I really pray that God bless each and every one of us once we apply these scriptures to our hearts. And remember, God loves you and He will bless you. Let's go before God and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, so much for, you know, the different scriptures that you help both Jovie and I to share with the congregation in the last few weeks, God, and, you know, in the last 2 weeks, actually. And we pray, Father, that, you know, you help all of us to have hearts to really learn to give joyfully, you know, and have the joy of giving in our hearts. Father, we pray, God, that you bless us with your strength, with Jesus' strength. Be guided, for us to be guided by the Holy Spirit to learn to do these things that you're asking of us to do. We pray, God, that we'll persevere. Not all the time we may get it right, but God, help us to have hearts that persevere in doing your will there, Father. We pray, God, that we will give our best to you. We will glorify you everywhere we are. And I ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, have a wonderful week.